Parashas Bechukosai. So the parasha starts in Bechukosai Telechu, and it has all the different ischar or bracha that a person gets when he does good, and the klolos and techachas. It's a parasha where many rishonim speak about the how is it that the Torah tells us. It doesn't tell us about Olam Haba, but tells us about reward in this world. We see, there's 8, 9 different Mahalchim, the Rishonim, about why the Torah doesn't speak about Olam Haba. But I guess the real issue would be to understand, what is the Pasuk telling me? So, some say that simply, the Rambam is Bereisham, it's telling us that if we do good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a siyata shmaya to do vayta, and so on. But I'd like to try and understand a little bit. This parasha is a certain kiyum. This is the safe pasuk of Vayikra. It's a safe pasuk of the Seifa, which deals with mitzvahs mostly. And it's telling me some sort of inyan that is almost a tachlis vavoyda. On the Bechukosai Telechu, the word Telech over here is a bit of unusual. And Chazal, very famous Medrash, bring in Bechukosai Telechu, Hahu dechsiv chashavti drachai vashiva ragla el edesecha, that I thought, I figured out or decided what I should do, which derech I should go on, and vashiva ragla edesecha, and I brought my feet to doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So Chazal say, Rebbeinu Shlom, every day, Ha'isim Echashe Ve'oimeh, L'mokim Ploini L'beis Tira Ploini Zei Ha'ilich. Every day I would make a cheshbin that I want to go this place, that place, the other place. Ve'hoye raglai me'viyas Ha'isim Batek Nesiyas Batek Medrashas. Ve'ha'udech Siv Vashiva raglai L'secha. So the Pasht of Pshat L'Chazal is, kilu that the feet went against the against the grain, and in other words, they would automatically take me. We've spoken many times before about this inyan. But I'd like to try to understand, the Sfasem is here, on and on, the way he learns Pshat is, it says, V'ashivo raglai l'secha. It doesn't say that raglai m'shiva soisi. The Pasuk does say that V'ashivo raglai l'secha. I was the one who brought the raglai to Edesecha. So, how do you understand the meaning of the pasuk? How do you reconcile the meaning of the pasuk with the way Chazal seemed to say that the feet would do it automatically? It says, Chashavti raglai, darkai, v'yashiva raglai Edesecha, so that means it was a proactive act of some sort. And he learns it like that, different way of learning it, but he constantly keeps learning like that. And the truth is, in the sense of the pasuk, it certainly fits that way a lot better. If it would have said, Chashavti drachai viragli, viragli holchoy salat asecha, viragli moshiva salat asecha, then it would mean exactly what Chazal say. There's something missing in our understanding of what Chazal want this pasuk over here. That's what we need to try to find out. The Mesillas Yesharim speaks about Avodas Hashem. That's a sefer that's built on what a person should do. And on in this prakim, he talks about, from the beginning, the worst thing possible is hergel. In other words, habit. Most everything we do comes out of habit. And, if you leave things to habit, you're going to fall through. If you run through something mindlessly, just out of force of habit, the opposite of Ayver Hashem is somebody who does things out of habit. That seems to be quite intuitive. The Gemara also darshens Vashom Derech Er Enu B'Yesha Lekim. Gemara in Saita, that Val Tikri Sham, Vesam, it means a person who thinks about where to go. A person evaluates, Melosha Shuma, evaluates the different Mahalchim, and he picks well and picks right. Ayona B'Yashalakim, it's a big schar, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show him the toif. So, very clear, Avodas Hashem requires a conscious act. It requires Bechira. I mean, it's almost like the famous, like Rav Dessler, when he speaks about that Bechira is not a given. We don't always act at a Bechira. There's always a battleground. There's always a sort of a front line of Bechira. There are things that are impossible for us to do. There are things that are out of habit. And there are things we struggle to do. And Avodas Hashem is at that line of that front line of struggle. So that seems to be that Avodas Hashem is not to be found in habit. And yet, we make a bakash every morning, a bracha, v'sagileinu b'sarasecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be marglos in Torah. That's what we're mispal for habits, for good habits. So of course, if a person has a choice of doing an avera out of thought or a mitzvah out of habit, certainly a mitzvah out of habit is better than an avera out of machshava. But b'chol eifin, it's a bracha, it's a bakasha, and so on. So why would we be misakin? We should make a bracha that we should do the mitzvahs out of inspiration. That's the way we should make the bracha. One more inyan. There's a Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Noach. It's the first time you have mentioned something. It's not the first, second time actually. That for Lekim is Halach as Noach. If Noach is Halach Lekim, that Noach walked Kevayochu Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya says that the Halicha Im denotes someone who understands the Chachma Kechavim Mazolus, and he still understands the concept of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that the musig of a tzaddik that's mishalich is that. I guess if we needed to, our parsha also speaks mechukoisei teilechu. So there's a certain type of description of a person who's a tzaddik, who's a baldarga, or whatever it is, and that's called hiluch. So one would like to say that it's similar to it. But what does it mean? It's a tzaddik that knows and understands the hiluch ha-kachovim, the mazolus, and he also knows from Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's called his hiluch. What exactly are we defining with that darga? So I first want to start by pointing out two places where also you see that Hergel is very important. And in both places you see it with a similar mahalach. And then we'll try to understand it in terms of the halich and so on. It's Rabbeinu Bechaya. First of all, Rabbeinu Bechaya in the Pasuk in Devarim. L'mana noyscho, l'mana soyscho, l'tivcha b'achvisecho. Kol ina amid ba'atoyrach ha'godl shayin Yisrael boy. So all of the everything that the way in which they lived in the Midbar was all there in order to get them used to bitachon. Ulahachnis belibo memunis Hashem yisparach, at sheyachsalem regilus havoydelateva, and they should have a muna until the regilus havod becomes teva. So that's the Rabbeinu Bechaya describing that what avod is. Keshadvaram Tiva Shayz Vateva, and Yerushalayim should become a Maisa Teva. One second. What about Vati Yerushalayim Oisi Mrs. Hanashim Ilamado? I mean, that's exactly the opposite of what he's saying. It's a pasuk, and it's the simple meaning of the pasuk. It's not a pshtadah. Via Maisa Yira Dovat Tivias Chalasoisoi Keshadvaram Tiva Shayz Oisi Vateva. So, how do we understand that? That's one. The second one is a Rambam. And the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, we've seen many times, the Rambam speaks about what is the mitzvah alachta bidrachov. So, the Rambam says that there's a chiyuv over here. The ketzad, we have a chiyuv of alachta bidrachov, which is to emulate the Mahuchan, Ateichan, Mahunik Rachum, Mafateich Rachum. V'keitzad yargil atz odom atzim des eilat shiikvabai. How is a person margil himself until it becomes permanent? Yaseh v'yishaneh v'yishas v'maisim sh'oyis alpi adeyes emtsoyis. V'yachseh behem tomid atshu maisim kalam olav. V'leim b'm teruchol v'ikot deus nafshas. He does it until it becomes almost habit. It becomes very easy, very simple. So we have here a chiv mitzvah. Now, the Rambam can't be talking about practical, because, I mean, if somebody asks himself, how should I take upon myself mitzvah tzitzis? Well, obviously, if you want to make sure you always wear tzitzis, you keep doing it until it becomes second nature. How do I know that I do chesed? I mean, as a ma'aseh mitzvah, as a ma'aseh tzedakah. Nosen titan, you keep doing it, you keep giving it, and you know, that's in terms of how to train yourself to make sure you always do it, is you keep doing it until it becomes second nature. That's obvious. The Rambam here is saying that this is mi'ikra mitzvah. But, so, once again, the Rambam seems to be saying that it's hergel, and hergel is something which is the tachos of the mitzvah is to be hergel, and yet the Masilsi Sharavan, it's a pasik, and it seems to be like a dove mistava, that if it's hergel, it's not a maisa mitzvah, it's barely a maisa mitzvah, it's certainly not a milo. How do we understand it? So let's think a little bit about the word halicha over here specifically, and I want to go and understand the word teva, and understand the difference between teva and lamailama teva. When we say that there's a world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created al yoinim and tachtoinim. The difference between al yoinim and tachtoinim is the world of teva, al yoinim is not. What we mean by teva is that something does something without the need for any new input, without any reason. Why are things attracted to gravity? What keeps pulling it? Gravity is gravity, and things are drawn towards gravity. And that's it. It's locked into it. It doesn't have any... If I see something moving, so I ask myself, what moved it? But if I see something that was moving, continues moving, then why it's moving is not a shaila. Teva means that things that move, move. In other words, it starts in Olam HaMaisa and ends in Olam HaMaisa, and that is its metzias. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two worlds. He created a world of Elyonim. Elyonim means that everything that happens in the context of that world is made of das and rotzen, and or it's visibly das and rotzen, and that's elyonim. Tachtoinim is a world where it starts with the maisa and ends with the maisa. Gravity attracts, this force repels. This is the speed at which this goes. The speed at which this goes. These are the law of God. This is the law of that. There's no whys. There's only descriptions of what's happening, and everything is sort of justified by itself. Things are as they are. Teva means that there is no gili of rotzen. There's no, when I look around, I don't need to say that somebody wants the earth to keep moving. The earth moves because it's moving. I don't need to say anything else. It's perfectly valid A person will have a perfect description of this world if he understands it as being self-justified. It's maybe even easier. That is tachtoinim. Elyoinim is anhaga, what we call nisis. The hanhaga nisis is not defined by the fact that it's shaloi keder hateva. I mean, who says the teva is that gravity has to attract? Maybe teva, you can make a teva gravity repels. There are forces that repel, there are forces that attract. There's no bigger chiddush that gravity attracts than would repel. There's no bigger chiddush that you stand on your feet and you stand on your head. It's just, that's what we used to. So the world of Nais is not just that it works differently. Nais is like, the Rishonim say, Nais l'snoi says that it's a sign of something. In the Olam HaNisim, or the Olam that's El Yonim, things happen because of a Ratzin and a Das. Every Pa'ula is visible as a reflection of Ratzin and Das. Take some sort of mashal to it. A Baal Chai, you can sort of almost make a formula for how the Baal Chai is going to act and react. Its psychology gets to a point where you basically feel that it's pretty much determined what it's going to do. That's the metzius of a Baal Chai. It's tevedic. So I can basically say nothing's going to change because whatever happens to it stimulates the animal a certain way, it's going to react in a very predictable way. Adam is much less predictable, and Adam has an infusion of Das and Ratzon in many of his Maisim. So we have two worlds of two worlds that Kosh Baruch created. Kibikoshem Tzur Elamim, there's a higher world, there's a lower world. In the higher world, there's a reflection of Das and Ratzon every Pa'ula. In a lower world, everything is locked into itself, and it is because it is, and that's the way it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the worlds because he wanted Tachtoinim and Elyoinim to become Mischaber, and Tachtoinim to take on the Tzura and the Moas of Elyoinim. The world of Elyoinim would be the Das and the Ratzon, and the world of Tachtoinim would be Maisa. I want to add a knech here. The Avoidin Tachtoinim is not that the Tachtoinim become Elyoinim. It's that Tachtoinim within their signoin becomes reflect something Elyoinim. For instance, let's say, you know, a person wants to make, I don't know, a person has a certain movement and he's attract an artist to it. One mahalach is to take the artist and make him a soldier and part of his movement. Another one is the artist, as an artist, should contribute art to it. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Watson was tachtoinim, should reflect Malchus Shemayim tachtoinim dik. In a tzura and a signan that's motzi in tachtoinim. So if we ask ourselves, what is the klal gadol of avodas Hashem, specifically on things that are shayach to this world? Things that are shayach to this world, the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avodas Hashem reflects. When we shape the nature of this world so that it naturally functions the way a higher olam would dictate that it function, but the tachlis is that it function tevedik. So that type of avoda is miyuchet to what we call halicha and raglayim. If I ask myself, let's give a mashal in physically, the part of our body that functions most out of habit, more than anything else, are the raglayim. The hands of a person sometimes function out of habit. I mean, most emotions, we don't have to think about the emotions. But a lot of things we do with the hands, finer activities of the hand, require focus, concentration, and some sort of application of das and ratzon. A person's feet, a person walks, a person doesn't want to think about walking. A person is, if chas v'shalom, a person who's not well and had a problem needs to think about how to put his foot down. It's an extremely excruciating process of rehabilitation. So it's very difficult because it's not natural for the body. Walking is best when it's totally out of habit. But let's say a person doesn't walk well. Let's go back to that example. A person, Rahman Tzan, has something that he can't walk well. So he can't leave it to habit, because habit, he'll keep limping, he'll keep walking strange, whatever. So the person starts by focusing on what he's doing, directing his feet how to walk, and then until it gets to a point where it becomes habit. And at that point, that's the shleimus of raglayim. So the shleimus of raglayim are not when they start with the habit that they were born with or fell into. They're not b'shleimus when the head has to stand and saying, okay, a half a footstep to the right, half a footstep to the left. They're b'shleimus when after the process of the head directing it, it now became its own functioning hergel. Since the regel, the bria of regel, has to realize itself as a regel, hergel is something that is going to become the optimal situation for it at the end of the process. So whenever we speak about Avodas Hashem in terms of halicha, derech, regel, all of those, then we're referring to that strata of Avodas Hashem. So when Rabbeinu Bechaya says that a tzaddik is somebody that is a tzaddik that's mishalich, esalikim mishalich noach, halicha means that I was able to also be in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahalach of teva. It means I deher in the mahalach of Krechavim Mazalas. I deher the teva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bria, that its rhythm is teva, but its rhythm was set by something beyond teva. But this halach means it resonates with me, this type of mahalach, and even my halicha, even the things by me that are my tivim, have become shaped by something above and beyond it. That's called a tzaddik, that's his halach. When we talk about Avodas Hashem, we talk about things that are pe'ulos, maisim, uksartam, uksaftam, vasisa. Anything that's done with your hands requires some sort of application of mindfulness to it. That's the teva dvar. And I cannot say that anything that has to be done with the hands could become automatic. But there's a group of mitzvahs, a chelek of Torah, it's one mitzvah's essay, but it has many applications, that's called v'halachta bidrachav. It's not a one-time maisa. It's not defined as a maisa, not one time. Tzitzis, every time you put on tzitzis, you put on tzitzis. So it's a pu'ula, and anything that's one time is by definition not pure nature, not part of the natural rhythm. But there's a mitzvah that's called v'halachta bidrachav. And what does it mean, v'halachta bidrachav? Why is this on the feet? I assure you, in most of these midas tovus are done with your hands. Very little chesed comes with the feet. That's not so. Why is it called v'halachta bidrachav? And it's called drachav. Halicha b'drachav. That's a whole different type of mitzvah. So the Rambam says, that's what the Rambam says, that the chiyuv and the, of this mitzvah is, until he's misragel in it, until he's kiveya it, and becomes part of himself. As opposed to the maiset stoker as a kiyum of nosen titin, over there, there's no chiyuv that it becomes a habit, and maybe it's even counterproductive. Every time I open up my hand to give tzedakah, then it's something that is a pulas mitzvah, it's a maisa mitzvah, and requires seichel das, and so on. But in as much as there's a kiyum of rachum and chanun in that world, adarabba, that's called, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's orchis, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's halichos, his drachim. For me to have the kiyum of that, it requires that it becomes second nature to me. That it becomes natural to me and becomes part of my habit. So the mitzvah itself is that become. But Chazal say on the same inyan, Chazal say somer choysav, that the person somer choysav, that the person is has to think and evaluate where the road is. And that's what the Rambam says. If you read the Perek, the Rambam, it's not just written as advice. Rambam also says, you know, everybody's got their own habits and things. Some people are born with such nature, some people want this nature. Everybody's brought up in a certain way and develops these habits and so on. And the mitzvah is to do these things. Instead of doing enough, to become habitual. What's the whole akdama? Everything is hard. It's not my habit to go and bake matzahs. So I have to go and spend money and time and effort and bake matzahs. All mitzvahs require some sort of breaking of a habit of sorts. I mean, what's that whole akdama to Rambam? The answer is, the Rambam says, don't think that since the mitzvah is the natural, it involves that rhythm, the natural rhythm you're born with is what we're talking about. I'm a nice guy. So my tev is, I'm noach, so, you know, okay. That doesn't do with the valach b'drachav. The person needs to determine, and that's what Chazal say, your shomer choysav, you evaluate, and you make the decision, how should I act in such a case? That's half the avodah. In maisa mitzvahs, that would be everything. You wouldn't need more than that. But now, you need to come and to do it in a way that is, it becomes murgle until it becomes habit. So you sit down and ask yourself, so just like some sort of athlete, everyone has natural motions, but they're almost never perfect. So somebody who cares about it sits down, he studies his motions, decides what needs to be changed and fixed, but that's half the job. And then he trains and repeats it and does it until that becomes his natural flow. So in the world of Valach de Bedrachov, in the world of Midas, then the person needs to keep doing it until it becomes Teva. That's the completion of the Maisa Mitzvah. So if we ask ourselves, let's look first in the world of Midas. A person, some people are born with easy Midas, they're easy to get along with, nice, natural people. The person looks at himself in the mirror and says, oh, I've, you know, check one. I was Mekayim Valach de Bedrachov. No, that's not the kiyum because it's just your teva. A person needs to sit down and a person works over what would be appropriate. How should I act in this case? How should I act in this case? In these type of cases, in these type of situations, what should I do? Let's say a person at that point, so he knows that this, you know, I should not get angry on this case, and I shut my mouth and I don't get angry. I turn red, I don't get angry. Or vice versa, I should say something. As long as it's not a natural act of the person, as long as the person is still struggling to do it, it's not a kiyum, not a full kiyum of Valach de Bedrachov. And we also feel it that way. When a person acts in a way that's not natural to him, we feel something's amiss. Because the general mahalach of a person's activities should be in a way that is natural. because that's the v'halachta bedrachov means. Whatever, when the Torah calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachum, what does that mean? It's not referring, it's a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means it's a general pattern of expected behavior. If I say something is hot, I don't mean to say it was heated, I say it's a hot thing. And you know, generally speaking, a pot on the fire is going to be hot. Whenever I speak about Inyanim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not what he did, but something that can describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means that there's a pattern of almost teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Racham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chanun, and so on. That's the world of, that's what it means in that context. And that's the Pshat Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, and this is true in the world of Emunah and Bitochen, a person is naturally concerned about his parnasa. A person has to eat every day, and if his cupboard is empty and there's nothing there, and tomorrow morning kids are going to wake up hungry, it's extremely natural for a person to be worried and pressured to go do something about it. So we have a whole limud of emunah, and it's very difficult. It's not natural for us to be satisfied with a promise. As long as a person's situation is that he trusts and believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu despite his emotional misgivings, that's a training process. He's not there yet. It's not enough for me to say, you know, I'm not going to work on Shabbos because I know if there's a version of the world, he gets by Nasa, Mstama, this and that and that. That's obviously the road there, but it's not it. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise is not to me as real as a loaf of bread in the box, then it's not there yet. That's exactly what Rabbi Chaim means. Emunah bitochen is a process. Emunah means where we understand something outside of our realm, but we understand it as such. I'm in the world of Tachtonim. I need to acknowledge the world of Yoinim that overrides Tachtonim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, an empty cupboard could also have bread tomorrow. But the darga that I look to reach is a darga where it becomes as real to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's haftacha becomes as real to me as a piece of bread there. That's what he means. It was a training process of 40 years. So everybody asks, you know, what do you mean? Something that happens so often, they didn't think it would happen. The answer is, it wasn't enough to just say, okay, I get the math. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives bread in the morning, and we get bread, and that's how we've eaten the last 30 years. It's more than math. It's until it becomes hergel. So it becomes natural that in the morning when I want something to eat, I daven and there's something to eat. That's 40 years worth of a dor day of getting there. That's in the world of bitachon. Our parasha Mechukos Telechu is a summation of Olam HaMitzvos, but it's a summation in a very, very different way. It says in Mechukos Telechu, V'nasati Geshmeichem B'itchem B'itoy De Geshmeichem means, in other words, it will come in its time. Adarabah, what the pasuk is telling you is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will function chutz miderech hateva. Ultimately, it means that the world will function with its teva being a different teva. That's the pshat. It's not telling me it schar v'einish. Not come tell me schar v'einish. It's not even telling me, like the Rambam says, that there's a certain siyua over here, that there's going to be a type of, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising us to remove obstacles so we can do mitzvahs. It's all true. But the heart of Mechukos Telechu means that if your avodah in Olam HaMitzvahs becomes halichadik, meaning you have you have been able to take something from Elyonim and incorporate it in Tachtonim, where it looks as if that is that's within the circle of Tachtonim, that the Olam HaMitzvahs is not in a position from Elyonim Tachtonim, but it's become the Teva of Tachtonim. So when a person is doing a pa'ula, and the pa'ula is becoming part and parcel of the mitzias of the world, then to a point where it's natural, where it's habit, then the habit and the nature of the world reflects it. So if Friday night is the time I don't go out, that's when it rains. If, you know, all of these things are meant, what the Pasuk says, there's a bris between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, that when we take Elyonim and make that the Teva of Tachtonim, then the Teva Tachtonim becomes the Hemshech of Elyonim. It's exactly parallel to what we're doing. And that's, I think, what Chazal and the Pasuk mean over here. And it's a piece that's missing, but I think that goof is what Chazal is saying. Domel said, "Chishavti drachai," and I was thinking, go here, go there, the other place. Voshiva raglai elasecha means David HaMelech decided to go to Beis Medrash, but it doesn't say he decided. Voshiva raglai means I decided to turn my hergelim. In other words, I was mechaba. My chashuva, I mean, it's enough. Well, what do I need more than that? I struggle in the morning. Should I go to yeshiva? Should I not go to yeshiva? I decide to go to yeshiva. Wonderful. He says, no, vashiva raglai, I turn my feet to go to the Beis Medrash. I turn my habit to that. That's the shleimus of it. To a point where the raglayim could go there myself without me. So that's exactly the place in the pasuk. That's exactly where it belongs. Is talking about that type of avoda where it becomes habit and so on. Let's apply it. So we've seen it applied to midas, we've seen it applied to emunah and bitachon, and we've seen it applied to the kalalius of mitzvahs and so on. Let's focus on us. There are two types of a lack of shleimus in a person's avoda. One is the easier one that the Bala Musa point out to, and Bala Musa, when a person does good things, right things, okay things, but there never was a struggle or a thought process to put it into to implement it. Like Rambam says, people are born with certain temperaments, people are born in certain environments, and you know, both of them tend to sort of take us a certain direction. If there was no chashiva to it, then that's the teva Kadosh Baruch Hu started the world with. I've done nothing here, and I certainly can't call it worthy. Even if I do good things, of course, there's always char and Kadosh Baruch Hu kapei aschar, but I can't say they did something that's of any real value. It's worth anything. The next stage is a person sits and thinks, and the person says, "Macha vasi belami, what ought to I do?" And the person begins to train and do those things. The goal is, so long as a person does something that's not, quote-unquote, natural to him, he still hasn't recast the olam of teva. So I have my nature, and I have a very firm and strong, I have a lot of willpower and very, very firm and strong control of myself, and I force myself to do things. So obviously it's a good process, but that's not it. So long as it hasn't become my nature, then I haven't accomplished what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to accomplish. That I haven't realized the tachlis yet. The tachlis is when the good that I know and understand and trained myself to do becomes natural and normal to me. People have a sense, we a lot of times are put off by people that we see doing all sorts of things that they're good things, but they seem to be very unnatural to the person. So if the person is doing it just as a put on, as a show, then certainly it's wrong. If the person is fooling himself, it's wrong. It's not. But a lot of times it's a process. You can't go. A person can't go from not liking learning, which is normal, to liking learning and it becoming second habit to him. There's a process of rewarding, of pushing, and so on, getting into it. It's a process, and it's not going to look whole and complete. But what is the goal in it? The goal of it is that it becomes my metzias, that I change my teva, and my teva is now to look at that when I sit down at a meal, before looking what I should take, I look around and see what other people need. Before, you know, if I have a minute's time, I sit down to learn. That becomes my teva, that becomes my habit. That's the shleimus of it. So the parsha here is Messiah again. It's the sefer of the mitzvahs, of the olam mitzvahs, and the parsha here is telling me that there's the culmination of it is halicha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's bechukosei teleichu. There's eslakim is halach noach. Dvalach de bedrochov. The ultimate goal is that the olam hateva reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu tevadik. If we discard olam hateva, then it's something which is then we haven't realized the goal. The goal, and that's why all these haftachis are not haftachis that are chutz miderech hateva. They're all very tevadik in the sense it seems like a natural flow. Yes, if every year has the right amount of rain, we don't see it as a nace. We see it as a nace because many years don't. But it's not something that should be better than a nace. It's not something in any way. I mean, you know, we'll win over enemies. We have what to eat, and so on. It's a very natural flow, and that's exactly what the pasuk means. The pasuk tells me that the safe pasuk of Avodah is like Rabbi Nebuchaya says, and he says we do it in a way that it becomes tevedic, and then the teva flows along with us because that is the etzem atz Hashem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted an olam teva, then he wanted not that. Elikus and Ruchnis should be reflected by intervention, but rather by it being the natural core and process of it. If a person is margul himself, if the person, we start by summer chaysav, we start by thinking, evaluating, and then training. That's the process of it. The end of it is that it's hergel. The end of it is, and every time we reach an end point, there's more. So if a person is used to doing X amount of chesed, he does it until it becomes second nature. So now he goes to the next piece. We're not talking about finishing ever the process, but we're talking about how to recognize in every mitzvah that we've done it the way it should be done. The we always start by thinking. We always start by finding the areas we need to change. That's inevitable. If we really, well, nobody is born perfection. Everyone is has their change. But the process of getting used to it and being margulit until it becomes Harul Sheni. Chishavti es drochai. I thought about where I was supposed to go. V'ashiv es raglai. And I work at bringing back my hergel to it. And when a person does as Avodah Mechukosei Teleichu, a person does it in that way from Alichadik, then the Haftach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that there will be miraculous interventions. For Baal Nefesh, that's not what you really want. The ultimate is Nasati Geshmeichem Bitom, where things will flow naturally, where the Olam HaTeva will realize the Toiv that could be in it if the Olam HaTeva was built to reflect the world above. Chaps. It's hard.